Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the week marches on towards the Patriots and the Saints on Sunday, and we will talk about that with Rob Ninkovich, who will be in here at 8:45 and in here every Wednesday during this NFL season, and can't wait for that coming up this morning right now as the Bruins get their season underway. If you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, then you will win a couple tickets to see the Bruins and the Blackhawks on opening night at the TD Garden, and that is presented by TD Bank. Limited tickets are still available at bostonbruins.com/tickets, but call now, and we will hook you up. Shime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here. They live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, then call Ketch's Law today. Where would you like to start this morning,
Sean? Well, Greg, you mentioned earlier Cam Neely had spoke a couple days ago. Figured we could play the audio here, and they said it. He talked about the Bruins needing to be a really strong defensive team. Here was Cam Neely.
We're going to have to play tight defense if we're going to be one of the eight as we're structured right now, and we knew that going in. We tried to bolster our lineup offensively in the offseason. It didn't come to fruition, but we got guys that are going to be tough to play against, hard to play against. I think teams are going to circle playing against the Bruins and go, oh, damn, we got to play them tonight. That's I think, the type of lineup that we put together, knowing that, you know, hopefully throughout the year we can add some offense somewhere. Our specialty teams have to get better. They should be able to get better. There's no reason for them not to be better. So I think that's an area of improvement, like I said, with being healthy on the back end and also goaltending. So those are areas I really believe we're going to improve upon. It's just a matter of making sure that we're keeping the puck out of our net, because it's going to be a little bit more challenging to score some goals. But we're hoping to address that throughout the year as well.
Okay. The whole entire playoff hopes of a region hang on Jeremy Swayman being
pretty
able
much
to stop every single shot that he faces, and that
he's got to be better.
I like the if Cam is saying we're gonna be back to being the big bad Bruins of old, and teams are gonna be afraid of us because we're gonna body them in the corners and we're gonna dig the pucks out. I like all that. I just don't. If you were unable to add goal scorers, how do you expect to win hockey games?
And I would ask this: do you think if they had a mulligan like Shime, how many you use? What, 10 mulligans?
Yeah, quite a few.
If they had a mulligan, would they go back and trust their gut? Because does anybody actually believe they wanted to extend themselves as far as they did for Swayman? Like,
no.
Last year, remember what it was like a year ago today?
Yeah.
With the dumpster fire, they were publicly negotiating. Swayman didn't show up for training camp. Like, if they had just said, you know what, we trust goalie Bob to develop the next Swayman, I feel like this season is not a throwaway. I just, And what would you give Sweeney as a like overall grade? We think he's been great, good, average, or bad?
I think he's been above average. I
would
think
say good.
Good, you would say?
Yeah, like in that, what, B-minus to B range?
78.
Yeah. No, I would say above a 78.
81.
Like, yeah,
say
right
C
around
plus.
There. That B
I mean,
minus
you can range. Argue the same thing that was argued about Bill from time to time, which is that his drafting has not been that great.
I mean, far be it for me to credit Bill Belichick, but I wouldn't put Sweeney and Belichick in the same as GMs. I think Belichick had far more success than Sweeney.
Definitely more.
I also don't think though that the Swayman contract like hampered them from doing anything in the offseason. They just chose not to
do anything.
Like
it
wasn't because of the Swayman contract.
You kind of just heard why. Like, they don't really believe that this team is going to be a playoff team.
No, they didn't spend out the wazoo. They were thinking, ooh, maybe Connor McDavid shakes free next year. He's not gonna.
Right.
And so now it's like, all right, well, we're going to figure out what to do with this season. Got to hit on a draft pick or something. Hopefully our young guys, some of them, at least a couple of them, take a step forward, and then we can reassess in the offseason again.
And unfortunately, Wiggy, the McJesus rapture is not happening around here anyway.
Not for 2 years, I guess. We're going to have to wait for 2 years. 2 years and $25 million. I thought that was a typo. I was like, wait a second. You sure that's not 2 years and $50
million? I know. He must really want to win up there. Well,
he must believe that they can win.
And again, I'm not the numbers or the hockey guy here, but a lot of people saying that it was such a team-friendly deal, though, that they think that maybe it would be a friendly trade deal for a real contender down the road.
Oh,
interesting point. Mm. So, like, if Edmonton does end up stinking and they're not competitive, they can just – it's an easily dealable contract to get him to go to a competitive team.
Correct.
All right.
I'm going to get the hockey center ice so I can root against the Edmonton Oilers.
I like that.
Please.
I like that. That's a good
Well, the number was so crazy that it's
like – conspiracy theory right there.
Yeah.
Or it's like – I think it's that. It's easily tradable, or it's just that, okay, here, now you have extra money to go make my team even better.
Right.
Help me win a cup, or I am long gone.
You got 2 years to do it.
Yep.
This is Jim from Beverly. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
So I had to laugh listening to that clip from Neely. The big bad Bruins. What? Who are they at? And is anybody going to be surprised if Charlie gets hurt a month into the season? And he's got his back, his knee.
Yeah.
This guy is such a disappointment, man. I thought he was going to be Ray Bourque. Oh, my God. Going over.
Nobody's going to be Ray Bourque.
Yeah.
No.
You got to be able to stay on the ice in order to at least try.
Listen, we talked
Collar
about it.
Like Tanner Janot.
We talked about it earlier. If you're relying on defense, then you need Charlie McAvoy and others to be available all season long.
But
that's been an issue for him.
Right, exactly like the caller said. Not only him, Lindholm, it's been an issue for him since he got here on the defensive. And we kind of know, unless Zadorov, and he's been hurt, but even when Zadorov was out there, it was like, you know, he was basically a turnstile.
Greg, I honestly couldn't tell you who the second line is. I can't. I assume the first line's probably just going to be Zaka, Pasta, and Geeky, because those are your three best offensive players.
I mean, we were joking about it the other day, but it's not really a joke. Like, when it comes to goal scoring, other than Pasta and Geeky, who can you rely on, Shime?
You can't. There's nobody else on this. I mean, it's like there's nobody else on this team that's going to score a bunch of goals. I guess your second line is probably going to be like Elias Lindholm, maybe Tanner Janot or Victor Arvidsson.
I like
Michael
Victor.
He's
good with the puck. I'll tell you that.
Like, I don't know, man. This offense is bad.
Well, you know what? I guess, you know, Neely was saying, hey, we can only all we have to do is worry about one side of the ice. We don't have to worry about that offensive zone.
Bet the under on a lot of Bruins games.
We can win some shootouts. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't create a ton of confidence.
No.
Is this the most buzzless Bruins season in like a decade?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like every other team you expected to be in the playoffs and competing at the very least.
Yeah.
This team you just have... Like, there's nothing. There's very little hope, it feels like.
The only buzz will be a midseason captaincy announcement. That'll be about it.
I thought you were going to say on the ninth floor.
How much does that suck for Marco Sturm, too? Like, when you consider coming...
probably a good spot for him to be in because there's zero pressure, really.
Zero pressure because I think that it's zero pressure because they've had so many different coaches over the last 4 years. Like, that's where the zero pressure comes from. Like, coming in and having this team for your first season, that sucks.
But you heard your president basically say, hey, listen... don't worry about it. We don't expect you to do much.
No. I get what you guys are saying. I just think that it sucks for your first season to have to deal with that.
Yeah. All right. What's next, Shy?
Would you like to hear from one of your Bruins players? Yesterday, yes. David Pastrnak spoke to the media in the locker room and talked about what the goals are for this season. Here was David Pastrnak.
I mean, there's always goals in the group. There's certain things that stays in the room. Obviously, we can be open. We expect much better from us. And like I told you, we're going to be very competitive. I said that the day one we came back to Boston, we're going to be very hard to play against every single night make sure we play together and go. And don't look too far ahead. Season is long and you can take everything you have for granted. So, stay in the moment and take it game by game and leave it all out there every single night.
Shime, they switched up CBA wise in that new deal. The repercussions on the side from a trade perspective, like literally, you will see teams that aren't in it trading guys in November now, basically end of November, right?
Yeah. So I mean, this it'll be interesting to see kind of how it plays out. Unfortunately for the Bruins, I don't know if they have many trade pieces worth trading.
Well, they may. You will know what they think of the team
by Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving, yep. Unfortunately.
So. Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to make that decision unless this is just like we're just going to ride it out type year, which is weird.
Okay. What else, Shime?
Well, let's switch over to something a little bit more positive, shall we? Let's talk about the New England Patriots because Matt Damon sure loves himself some New England Patriots. Here was Matt Damon.
You watched the Pats last night.
Hell yeah. By the way, my daughters have been, they started training. They're really, and they want to get up early in the morning and train. So I had to wake them up at 5:30. And I was, and that game went late. And there was no way I was turning it off. So so I've been tired today. They looked great. I mean, I just got to say, I'm in Boston. They look great.
All right. Okay.
There you go, Matt. Matty D.
What about Mark Wahlberg? Did he watch? He stay for the whole game? Watch the whole game, or was he gone at halftime again?
I think he's kind of busy right now. I think he's filming something, he might have watched the first quarter.
Is Goodwill Hunting the best Boston movie? Like,
no, I think like we've had the Departed and the.
I mean, just in terms of like highlighting, like I don't know the cinematography.
Yeah.
Of Boston, the bench by the Charles. Like, I feel like that a part of the just like throwing things, killing people, and beating people up.
Mystic River's a good one.
I mean, if you love, then that Goodwill Hunting is the story for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodwill Hunting's definitely up there, but like Close the Bridge. Like, there's so many great like lines from both The Town and The Departed where it makes Boston look so.
How do you like the
gritty and cool?
Have you seen Mystic River?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
That's another good one.
And then what's the other one that.
Where they were blowing up the bomb
Hitch.
Guy?
That's Hitch.
No.
Well, no, you're talking about the boat that's out in the middle of the harbor.
No, I'm talking about the cop one from back in the day. This might have been like in the early 90s.
The Shield with Michael Chiklis.
No, with
I just wanted to make sure.
TV show.
I know.
We're talking about movie shine.
I think Bridges.
What are you going to go? Are you going to bring up anime next?
At least it was
talking about feature film.
What do you know? By the way, Michael Chiklis is from the area, isn't he? Like, I'm trying to be relevant.
He's from Lowell. Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Another good Boston movie. I was trying to get the exact title, obviously from A Terrible Day, but Patriots Day I thought was really, really well done and showed Boston a really bad day in like a beautiful light.
Yeah.
The movie I was thinking about was Blown Away.
Yeah, with Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
That and the boat blows up in Boston.
Okay.
That's what
All right.
I've
yeah.
never seen that.
Yeah. It was like
alert.
Based around like.
I mean, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Based around
also,
like Boston
do you know
police.
The unrequited love story that is a part of Goodwill Hunting with Skyler, is that her name? Mini driver.
Karen Skyler, yep.
That's based on real life. And Shime, do you happen to know whose real life that is based on?
Yours? I don't know. No,
I believe it is Lars from your favorite band, Metallica.
Mm.
Who that?
I didn't need to know that.
Who that love story, travel across the country love story is about, I believe. Huh. I think.
Oh.
That was a sleepy good Boston movie, Boondock Saints.
Great movie.
Yes, good movie.
Yeah,
good movie. The second one, not so
Yeah,
good.
The second one.
Not a very good movie.
Nah, but it was, you know.
Yeah. All right, Sean, what else? Sorry.
We've talked a lot about Bill Belichick, one of the foremost college analysts, Paul Feinbaum. God, if I could get that name out. Talked about Bill Belichick and is not very high on him. Here was Paul Feinbaum.
I mean, we're talking about Bill Belichick, who is the greatest NFL coach in history. Right now, Jeff, he's working toward being the worst coach in college football history. That's how bad he is. There's nothing to be happy about. I mean, it's an abject disaster. I feel badly for the guy because it seemed like a good idea at the time. But right now, I mean, who in their right mind would want to go play for him?
Yikes.
Now, it's like we're not even a full season in. How can you determine that?
And you're 2-3.
It's one. Like you said it yesterday, Greg. It's one reason and one reason only.
Yep.
It's all based around Jordan. That's it. Everybody's making their evaluation of Bill based on of all the off-the-field stuff that's going on with their relationship.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, on the field.
They're assuming that if she wasn't around, then he'd be able to focus on work and the team would be much better.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is fair.
If they never were together, Bill Belichick would be in the NFL right now. Without a shadow of a doubt.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I was saying this earlier to them in the room, Curtis and Shine, that like I saw some tweets from UNC fans after the game that were saying Getty Images. If you go on Getty Images right now to look at the UNC Clemson game, there's like 50 something images, 20 something of them are of Jordan. Like that puts it perfectly of what people, why people have this vitriol towards Bill Belichick right now, because there's so much interest in Jordan.
Work with me, Greg.
Yeah.
So we all believe that the real blow up moment between Kraft and Bill was when Bill believed that Kraft told Arthur Blank not to hire him, right? The Falcons were the fait accompli. Belichick was going to go there and coach. Yep. And we all just were wondering when it would be announced. What do you think Bill Belichick believes was the breaking point for Arthur Blank? My guess is Robert talked about Jordan's growing influence in his life.
Mm.
And who has his ear more than anybody else? Jordan. And who are they always mocking? Remember last year at this time, the Atlanta Falcons 28-3 recreation of the outfit? Mike Lombardi last year on all those podcasts was saying, oh, the Falcons sure know what they're up to. That, if she's not a part of his life, I guarantee you he would be in the NFL.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see what you're saying on that, Curtis. I think that, you know, that's the thing. He's being judged on all of the off-the-field stuff. You know, not the fact that they swung and missed on the wrong quarterback. They went and got the kid from South Alabama. I believe it's Gio Lopez. And he just hasn't worked out. And you know, and whether it's the NFL, but even in college football, if you don't have a good enough quarterback, sometimes it's very difficult for you to be successful. And even in your first year when you got a lot of transfers coming in, you're trying to build culture. But it's all based around Jordan.
I mean, Texter says he's lazy, he doesn't want to coach, he doesn't know how to recruit. but everybody keeps talking about him. I understand why everybody's talking about him. I mean, it is, it's so far anyway, it's a fall from grace. But also, there's that whole thing where if you're super successful in this country, people are just waiting for you to fail.
Like, of course.
And they take, you know, weird joy in it when you do. So I think that's a part of it.
What is that? You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. Like, that's Bill Belichick now. But I think people bringing up the fact that UNC is still in the news and in headlines. Yeah, I get all publicity is good publicity. I don't think that's the case for UNC right now. This publicity is bad and it's not a good look for them moving forward.
And the thing is she wants to be so, front facing that. That's what's really what people are looking at, right? Everywhere you look, it's Jordan. So like Greg said, he's not invested no more. If she was in the behind the scenes and was 24
years... Nobody knew who she was or whatever, then people couldn't point to that and go, all right, he's focused on the wrong...
Right.
The wrong thing.
Because wasn't he like dating her when he was coaching here? So if it was like that, no one would have an issue.
Right. He's got... His head is in the wrong game. wrong head, wrong game.
Amen.
This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
up? Hey, Curtis, I agree with you, man. The only reason this guy's not in the NFL right now has to be no owner wants to see the face of his franchise, his coach, hanging around with someone could be his granddaughter's age. I mean, this is, you know, regardless, look, I'm Bill Belichick's age. And I work with 23, 24-year-old nurses and technicians all day long. Honestly, God, it is beyond ridiculous.
Art,
but none
Art,
of my business in that regard. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And he was running around with her guys when he was 19. She was 19 when he was coaching the Patsy. She was sneaking into his apparently pregame things. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff. Go ahead,
50%, 75% of the owners that you're talking about are probably dating or married to young girl. Like, that's not the
reason. It's not the fact that she's young. It's the fact that she needs to be in front of every camera.
Keep it private.
Correct. But, Greg, that what you said, of course it is massive hypocrisy, but those in power can be hypocrites without having to be accountable.
Like,
the owners, all their money's guaranteed, right? Are their players guaranteed?
No.
So, there's different rules for the owners than there is for the coach.
And they're probably saying, hey, Bill, like, you can date a 24-year-old. Just keep it private. You know, don't have her up and down the sideline.
If she's going to be running around the facility and on all of his emails in the NFL, then nobody would sign up for that.
And then she's on the interview, and she's, you know, and then she goes, we're not talking about that. Now people are like, you know, what are people going to say? Is Bill still a very intelligent man, like, doesn't he have all his kind of like
yes
about
him? I think
he does.
Yeah, he does.
Have you seen the starts of these games?
Right, but I think he does. But what's happening is when they see her all over the place, people instantly go, because he's older, they go, oh, he's lost it.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Anybody who's older dating a younger person, they're gonna go, oh, they lost it.
I'm right here. I mean, I have
bingo.
I still got my fastball.
Right, but people around you might be like, oh,
he's
lost it. You know what? That's classless.
Greg's lost it. It's classless. All right. Is that it? That's it.
They classless.
Said it. Classless. They said it. Up next, Courtney and today's news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.